hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Michael.
And this is Pizza Nerds, a podcast about making great pizza at home.
And today is our third episode in the New York style series, and we're talking about toppings.
I really wish I had a good topping segue to introduce our friend and producer Jason, but I don't have a good one.
Hi, everybody.
We're glad you're here.
Okay, so we're talking about toppings for New York style. Michael, what would you never put on a pizza?
So my immediate thought is, I'm not an onion fan, but even more than that, things that have faces.
All right.
Like fish.
Like fish.
Like whole fish.
Uh-huh.
With eyes uh-huh. and skeletons.
Now
and
all I can see
tails.
Is like a roasted red snapper sitting on top of pizza. That's not a great picture. Okay, so fish. Are there any? There's not other stuff with eyes, right? Just the fish?
That would probably be
That's the main thing.
Okay. That people actually put on pizza.
Yeah, that have eyes. Okay.
What about you, Jason?
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat. I don't mind onions that are cooked down, like onions and peppers and olives that are cooked on the pizza. But if they're a little bit raw, I'm not really a fan. And anchovies or sardines are not going to happen.
Yeah,
not for me.
So do you like cooked onions, Michael?
Or I'm okay with cooked onions.
You just don't want the raw.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
What about you? What's your?
I love raw onion pizza. Sorry, I'm feeling really punchy right now. Okay. No. What would I never put? I don't know that there's much that I don't love olives, mm-hmm. but like on a really solid sort of like supreme situation mm-hmm. where it has all the things and it's got the peppers. What are the peppers that are like kind of yellowish that
like
are sliced?
Banana
I guess they're like banana yeah. peppers, but like yeah. when they're sliced, we have a local pizza place, Mario's, does a really good sort of supreme type New York style pizza that has, among many other things, olives and banana peppers. And I mm-hmm. can tolerate the olives on that because it's like singing. It's like part of a choir. And mm-hmm. so it counts. I'll let it stay.
Okay.
But I don't love olives.
That's not your thing.
No, not my
Would
favorite.
You put it, have you, do you ever put it on your own pizzas?
Only if your daughter is coming over for dinner.
Oh, right. Yeah. She is.
But otherwise, 0%.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Okay. So let's talk about toppings for New York style pizza. You mentioned this in a previous episode, but the cheese I feel like is important mm-hmm. to talk about here mm-hmm. because it is, we need to just stop this part skim madness. Can we do that? Mm-hmm. We need whole milk mozzarella, but the low moisture thing.
That's the key,
right?
Yes.
So what does that exactly mean and what does it do to the pizza?
So I'm not sure the process of how they make it low moisture,
mm-hmm.
but I know that the difference is if you put on, and you'll see this more in like a ball of mozzarella, like the fresh style.
Yeah.
If it's full fat or whole milk and it's not low moisture, when you cook it, it creates all that moisture.
So much water
is on the pizza.
Yeah.
And I think you can kind of get away with that if you're cooking, mm-hmm. you know, in like a dome oven, like a Neapolitan
right.
pizza would be cooked. Because it would evaporate away so quickly.
Right.
But the way we're cooking in home ovens, it can't do that.
No.
And so you end up with just a watery
pizza. It's a watery pizza. It's really sad. And if you work really hard on like having a good dough and you cook your sauce and then you just, it's like really disappointing to cut a piece of pizza and it just like pools
mm-hmm.
underneath. Mm-hmm. It's kind of discouraging. So the way to get around that is to do low moisture cheese.
Yeah. And so I would say low moisture is the top importance. And then whole milk is just better than part skim.
It just tastes better.
It tastes better. It's going to be like the texture is better. The mm-hmm. whole thing is better. It is more expensive.
Yes, but not by a whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole. Sorry.
The other thing that I think both of us do that we really like is shred the cheese ourselves.
Yes.
You don't have to do that. But I have found that the bag cheese, there is sort of like
a
dryness
yep.
to them, almost a powdery.
If you just grate your cheese yourself and you put it in a bag and you go back to get it 2 days later, it's kind of sticking together.
Right.
That is not appetizing
right.
in a store.
Yes.
And so they totally have to coat it with something. I don't know what it is.
It's cornstarch.
They coat it with mm-hmm. cornstarch. Okay.
So I think that changes the texture.
I agree.
Yeah,
and even the taste a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not it's not a lot of work to shred cheese. Like you could buy a block. Mm-hmm. It's about the same price if you're thinking about that. And then just shredding it right before you put it on the pizza. It tastes incredible.
I just use a box grater. You don't have to use like a food processor or anything. I mean, it's like a little bit more grunt work, but not enough to cause a ruckus.
Yeah. And if you're making pizza together, like a lot of times what we do and what we've talked about doing with friends and where maybe you're gathered around an island or at the counter or in the kitchen together and you're talking and, you know, you just take 2 or 3 minutes and grate your cheese. Yep. It's just not a lot of work something that makes a really big difference on the pizza.
And if you're one of those, if you're the kind of person that, like I am, like it can be hard for me when people come to my house for a meal for me to naturally let them help, you know, like people will say like, what can I do to help? And most of the time I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. But I think a lot of people really enjoy being connected to the process that way. And so to have like a mental list of ways that you can answer that question, if someone says, can I help? Mm-hmm. And grating cheese is really easy. Or they can do something fun like stir sauce while I grate cheese or, you know, whatever. So it is a really easy thing. It doesn't take very long. And it kind of adds to the community aspect if you want to lean into that. So, okay, so that's the cheese. Mm-hmm. In terms of toppings for New York style, I think that we would agree that this dough is a pretty versatile dough in terms of what your topping choices are.
Right.
Right. You can kind of go crazy. You could go pepperoni. Okay. So are you like of the school of traditional toppings or do you like to put weird things on pizza?
Like, I like both.
Like banh mi pizza or something.
Right. I've done some of that kind of stuff, but I like traditional stuff too. I like to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
You said this is a more versatile dough. I mean, more versatile type of pizza for toppings. What would be like as opposed to what?
That's a good question. I think that maybe because the dough itself, like the flavor of it is, I don't know. I feel like, for example, with like Neapolitan pizza, if you were to overload it with like a lot of different types of toppings or just like a lot of competing flavors, the whole thing about that pizza is the simplicity and kind of the sing-songiness of that dough. Yeah. Like it's its own thing. It's so important. Now the New York style dough is like obviously super important or we wouldn't put so much work into finding a good recipe.
Right.
But it's just a little bit more, if I may go back to the singing analogy, it's like the New York style, dough kind of like, it just like plays well with others really, really well. Cause it's,
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't go back to the singing analogy. It sings well with others. I don't know. Why would you say it's more versatile?
I think that I would say similar. I mean, I think like the Neapolitan is very, very much about letting the few things that it's doing do them very, very, very well.
Yeah.
Fresh, simple, all that stuff.
Right. So. You know what I just thought about too? I don't know if this is a thing, but because of the way we talked about this in the dough episode, because of the way that New York pizza bakes up, it's more symmetrical. It's more even. Mm-hmm. The crust isn't like, it's not a huge crust end like you might get in a Neapolitan pizza because it's a little bit more moody. Like it's a little bit more unpredictable in how a Neapolitan dough will rise. And so like, if you're going to if you're going to put like a lot of things on a Neapolitan pizza, like sometimes it puffs in different ways and it's just like a little bit less predictable on how the pizza is going to turn out. And so I wonder too, in terms of like the vehicle aspect of it, it's more dependable. New York dough is like just super dependable and how it's going to respond to the oven.
I think so. And this is occurring to me right now that there's some history to it too, because even now you can be certified to be like a Neapolitan pizza maker. Like you can go to Naples and get certified as a pizzaiola or something like that. And so there's definitely like a rooted, this is the way that it's done. It's been passed down.
Yeah.
It originated here and this is the way it's always been done. And I think there are certain like accepted types of even toppings that go on it. Yeah. I don't know all the specifics for that. But New York pizza started as a street food.
Right.
Like we talked about before.
Yeah.
And so I think its roots are much more in like a pizza of the people, like not as many probably rules to it. And so it encouraged more experimentation.
That makes a lot of sense. I like that because it like, I don't know, it gives the pizza more of a story, which is really fun. Okay. So Do you have any like favorite, like go-to toppings in your house that you either always have on hand or you like to make ahead, or do you sort of like, are you a gamer each time with different stuff?
Yeah. So back before we started getting really serious about trying different doughs. Mm. So since we've been doing doughs, I feel like we've done simpler pizzas just to be able to test the taste of the dough. Before that I was experimenting a lot more. My kids are constantly deciding to either not eat meat or love meat. And so there are constant fights about that. We made mac and cheese pizza for a while because the kids really like that. Mm-hmm. But I love trying different fruits on pizzas. We did like some really good ones with like sliced apples and rosemary and like some kind of a honey glaze.
I talked about that pizza on an episode of the Lazy Genius podcast.
Okay.
Everybody lost their minds.
It was great.
I got so many comments and emails like, I tried that apple pizza. It was incredible. Because yeah, it was like thinly sliced apples.
Yep.
And did you just use mozzarella? I'm trying to remember like the cheese situation.
We used some mozzarella and then gorgonzola.
That's right.
Was on it.
And then you had honey.
Yep.
Did you do rosemary?
No, actually, now that I'm thinking back, I think it was actually maple syrup because we tossed the apples in it a little bit first and then put them on and then just like drizzled a little bit. That was amazing.
It was so good.
We've done a Greek one that we really like that had like chicken, kind of like a Greek marinated chicken with some feta. And like a balsamic glaze on it.
Nice.
Like just kind of glazed on top. That was wonderful. With just mozzarella cheese as a base for that. Maybe some olive oil first and then a little mozzarella.
That's one of the nice things too about having like a weekly pizza day is it's a really great way to use leftovers from other meals. Because really, I mean, you're just putting stuff on bread in so many ways. And so if you're like, is the tomato sauce going to go well with this? Just don't do a sauce.
Exactly.
Just do. I did one recently where I just like spread some heavy cream on it and it kind of like, and then put cheese on top of that. And so it sort of made almost like a bechamel situation. Like it wasn't because it's not a bechamel, but it made like a fake white sauce.
Yeah.
Super easy, easily.
That's so
great. And so it's a great way to just use up like the, we called them nubbins. Use up the nubbins.
That's funny.
Like all the leftovers and stuff. Yeah. If you have like a few pieces, cause you don't need more than like a couple of cubes of Greek chicken left over from eating it with pitas the night before and you just tear it up on the pizza. And yeah, it's just such a great way to use stuff up.
A couple of years ago, we were at my wife's family for Thanksgiving and they wanted to do pizza the day after. And we literally did Thanksgiving leftover pizzas where we just did like cranberry sauce.
Oh, I bet that was so good.
And turkey and stuffing. And it was, I would have loved to like experiment with it a little more. It was a little like almost too many different things going on, but the idea of it was really fun and like had a lot of potential.
Yeah.
So I think it's great to play around like that.
I think if you can sort of think in terms of, when you're pairing toppings, I always will sing the praises of a book called The Flavor Bible to know like what flavors and ingredients go together. It's my favorite thing. It's like a literal Bible of flavors and it's my favorite. But one thing that I think is helpful, if you don't necessarily know what specific ingredients go together, if you just think like something needs to be sort of spicy, something needs to be kind of like have some earthy depth or something. Mm. There needs to be like a little sweetness, which you can usually get from your sauce. But if you're not using a red sauce to use the maple syrup or to use a honey or, you know, like, I think that pizzas that don't have any heat, I'm not saying like you have to have anything crazy spicy, but if there's no heat, if it's just like cheese and a plain tomato sauce and vegetables, it's probably not going to be a great pizza. But if you do something as simple as just red pepper flake on top of it, it changes everything. So to just sort of think about like, am I covering my flavor bases when you're putting things together? And if you're worried about a combination of toppings, is this going to go together? Maybe just commit to like half the pizza. You don't have to do the whole pizza if you're worried about that, but I feel like if we haven't communicated so far, you got to try stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to have some duds, but you're also gonna have some really great things.
Yeah.
If you just try new stuff. So
yeah, I love that.
Okay.
I love making a barbecue chicken pizza. There's a spicier barbecue sauce that's really great. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's just Sweet Baby Ray's, like their honey chipotle.
Yeah.
It's great.
I do not like barbecue chicken pizza. I love your barbecue chicken pizza. Like, it's so good.
And that sauce flavor is great.
Yeah.
But then we've recently, and this is what we learned from this pizzeria, was they just spread, after it's cooked, spread out a purple slaw on top of it cold. Mm-hmm. And it's like an amazing, like contrast in texture and temperature, and it's really good.
Where's what book? One of the pizza cookbooks. Uh-huh. Maybe it was the Pizza Camp one, but he basically says something like, anything that can be on a sandwich can go on a pizza, and anything can be on a pizza can go on a sandwich. Yeah. So if you just sort of think about, like, if you were to have a barbecue chicken sandwich with Purple Slaw on it, it's going to be great, and you're going to love it. It's going to be great as pizza.
I forgot about that. That's like a great,
because you might be like, slaw on a pizza, that's weird, but you put slaw on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Unless you don't like slaw. I mean, then I can't help you. Yeah. But like, just in general.
Yep.
You know, so that's a good way of thinking about things. That's why I said before the banh mi pizza. Mm-hmm. That's in one of those books too. Like,
okay.
Any sandwich you could turn into a pizza if you wanted to.
You totally could.
So,
and it would be great.
It'd be so great. So fun.
I have two other thoughts that I just remembered. One, this sort of is a bridge between the sauce and the toppings. Mm-hmm. A traditional thing in New York style pizza is to put some Parmesan, like fresh grated Parmesan, on the sauce, like before the mozzarella goes on.
Huh.
And they spread the sauce, then they grate that Parmesan cheese right onto the sauce, then put on the cheese. I think that's like the traditional way of doing it.
Interesting.
Second thing, hot honey.
You guys, stop
it's
the
so
world.
It's so good. It's so good.
Hot honey.
So it's honey that you just buy a jar of honey, you put it in a pot, warm it up. When it gets hot, you put some dried chili peppers in.
Yep.
Let it sit for about 10 minutes.
And you're talking like kind of the whole-ish chili peppers.
Yeah. And actually, I just cut them up into like half inch sort of like pieces.
Uh-huh.
Let it just sit in that warm honey for 15 minutes, cool it off, and pour it back into the same jar.
You keep the pieces of pepper in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't bother anything.
They like infuse it or whatever.
Infuse it.
It's bonkers.
It's amazing.
It's so good. And I am very much kind of like a traditionalist when it comes to toppings.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't really mind things not being super crazy or experimental. So I'm definitely not a person who would put honey or hot honey on my pizza. And I'm like, I don't want to eat pizza without hot honey.
It's so good.
It's so good.
You can dip it. You can like drizzle some on a pizza after it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good on just even a pizza like straight pepperoni pizza.
Well,
it tastes amazing.
It's giving, like what I just said about kind of marrying all the flavors, the things that you often miss in pizza if you're kind of going just like traditional, especially if you've got like kids at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I get questions all the time of like, I don't want to eat cheese pizza anymore. I don't want to eat pepperoni pizza anymore. Well, you would probably be okay eating cheese or pepperoni pizza if you put hot honey on it.
Yeah.
Because you're adding like sweetness, you're adding spice, and you don't have to put it on your kids' pizza. It's just a way to like elevate any type of pizza. It just makes it sing.
Yep.
It's like,
it
so
does.
Good.
Yep.
Do you reheat the honey before you put it on the pizza, or do you put it on right out of the jar, out of the cabinet?
Yeah. Right out of the jar.
Yeah.
I think it's better. Don't you think if you get a squeeze top one, cause then you can just like drizzle it on top as opposed to a jar with like a lid, like a cap,
get the
screw on cap. Get the bear.
Yeah. Yes. Get the bear.
Get
the
honey bear. Hot honey bear.
That's exactly right.
I regret saying that now. Very unhappy with myself. Okay.
And you know what? Actually, if you don't want to take the time to make it, I have seen it for sale too.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I've never seen it.
I actually saw it. I saw it in a Walmart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like just with the regular honey?
It was on like an end rack,
okay.
And it was called something like somebody's name, like Bob's Hot Honey or something like that. But they do sell it around, so you can find it.
Well, and the nice thing, the thing that I think might keep somebody from wanting to make hot honey is trying to clean honey out of a pan.
Yeah.
At least it would me. Everything is chosen by how many dirty dishes there are going to be.
Right.
But if you are rinsing out a pan, like you just want to rinse it out with hot water. I mean, that's really all it is. Just don't let it dry and it's like a breeze. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Just keep it hot. If the only thing people leave with is hot honey, we have done our job.
There you go.
So good.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well, that is it for this episode. If you will follow us on Instagram at Pizza Nerds Co., we'll share our pizza experiences with you. You can also like DM us there or leave comments on posts if you have any questions about anything. And then all of our recipes and resources and all of that will be at pizzanerds.co.
Thanks so much for listening to Pizza Nerds. I'm Michael. She's Kendra. And we're glad you're a pizza nerd too. We'll see you next time. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
be the better. Hearts to play, tippy tippy tay, tippy 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 tay, tippy tippy like a guitar and bella. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.